Hello, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your trusted source for personal and business insurance. Today, Wednesday, July 23rd, 2025, we're wrapping up the week's significant news in the Australian industry. Balancing financial security with digital security, Microsoft recently found itself under the spotlight due to a substantial security breach in SharePoint, their collaboration software. This incident, affecting not only global organizations but also government entities, comes as a stark reminder that cybersecurity risks remain one of the major challenges faced by corporations worldwide, with an identified vulnerability potentially allowing unauthorized access and even code execution. Respondent AI security researchers are putting emphasis on the exploit's frightening ability to mimic users, making data theft and system infiltration more likely. While Microsoft urges all organizations to immediately apply security updates, a comprehensive security strategy in the wake of evolving threats remains priority. Continuing on the topic of security, but moving to procedural security this time, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, ruled against TAL, a leading life insurer. The dispute centered around the abrupt halting of income protection payments without prior notice between May 2023 and February 2024. The FCA has now ordered TAL to compensate the claimant, noting the failure to communicate these changes set a bad precedent. In light of this, insurers are being pushed to increase transparency and ensure fairness, signaling a call for industry review on income protection policies. Coincidentally, the FCA ruled in another significant case on storm damage against Auto & General, once again siding with the policyholder. Despite initial attribution of damage to storm-induced water ingress, the insurer later denied the claim, citing expert reports and weather data, highlighting potential alternative causes and the inconsistency in Auto & General's provided evidence. AFCA upheld the claim, marking the importance of robust evidence for claim denials. Our last note for the week enters the political arena, where the Tasmanian Liberals, spearheaded by Premier Jeremy Rockliffe, proposed state-backed insurance initiative, TasInsure. Facing heavy criticism from many corners, including the Insurance Council of Australia, this bold move aims to provide relief from skyrocketing insurance premiums with promises of annual savings and a premium cut for small businesses. Rockliffe's clear stance against the rising costs and for new measures despite pushback brings the issue of affordability to the center stage. Thanks for tuning in with Financial Services Online for your weekly digest on industry news. Don't forget to check our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more updates. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a secure, transparent, and affordable week ahead.